Commercial cannabis taxation took a step forward in Rio Del as the City Council approved a proposed tax measure after months of debate at their regular April 4th meeting. But first, the Council received a presentation by Finance Director Brooke Woodcox on the current state of the General Fund. Rio Del shows $1.181 million in the General Fund at the end of fiscal year 2015-2016. The General Fund showed a significant budget deficit in 2014 when it went to voters for approval of a 1% sales tax increase known as Measure U. The tax increase, which has proven to be vital to the ongoing finances of the city, is set to expire in December 2019. It will be imperative that the tax increase be renewed or replaced with other revenue or city funds will be depleted. On that note, the Council turned to the commercial cannabis tax measure. Changes made to the proposal at the last Council meeting included expanding the gross receipts tax to include some activities that are considered as cultivation, such as nurseries. Previously, cultivation would have only been subject to a canopy square footage tax. The proposal that was approved allows for the canopy square footage tax or a gross receipts tax for cultivation, but does not allow for double taxation on cultivators. City Manager Kyle Knopp describes the cannabis tax measure in more detail.
Under a strictly cultivation-based system, you're only charging off of the square footage of the cultivation area. And so this allows the council in those unique situations, such as a standalone processor, to be able to tax based off of a gross receipts tax. So, established in this proposed ordinance, that would be set at initially at a rate of 2% of gross receipts, which can be adjusted up to a maximum of 10%. And so the tax could only be adjusted once annually and by a maximum of one-fifth of the top rate. So in other words, if we start the rate at 2% next year, the council could raise the rate up to 4%, and so on and so forth, to adjust the rate at any time. It could be brought down to zero at any time the council so desires. Similarly, with the on cultivation, for actual cultivators, the tax would be set based upon square footage. In a similar manner to the way that Humboldt County establishes its tax. However, in this particular ordinance, the initial tax rate established would be a straight $2 a square foot, regardless of the method. So it would be $2 a square foot for indoor, $2 a square foot for mixed light, and then of course outdoor cultivation is not allowed in the city of Rio Del, period.
Based on current plans under development, the Humboldt-Rio Del Business Park area, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill site, is anticipated to contain 130,000 square feet of taxable cultivation space and potentially 3 million grams of manufacturing each year. Initial tax revenue estimates show $980,000 annually with the current tax proposal. Gross receipt taxes for manufacturing, distribution, transportation, and laboratory testing would be unique to Rio Del, as Humboldt County has so far chosen to not impose taxes on those types of activities. The City Council then approved a ban on new cargo or shipping containers in all residential zones and the town center. Currently, there are some cargo containers on larger residential properties which are used for storage. After an outcry by the property owners who currently have cargo containers on their properties, the council agreed to grandfather in existing containers provided they meet certain conditions. All new residential, commercial, and industrial buildings within the city will be required to connect to city water. The council approved changes to the language of current regulations in order to require water hookups, which includes all of the new businesses being developed in the Humboldt-Rio Del Business Park across the river. Previously, this was not a requirement, and a new development could include a well rather than connect to city water. Existing properties using wells are not anticipated to be affected by this change. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next Riodel City Council meeting will be Tuesday, April 18th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.